Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The Consort Guidelines aim to improve the quality of reports of randomized trials. In this podcast, we hear about its implementation by the Journal of Investigative Dermatology.
My name is Howell Williams, and I'm a dermatologist with an interest in evidence-based medicine, and I work at the University of Nottingham in the United Kingdom. Now, it's all very well trying to get journals to adopt Consort, but how do you actually get them to implement Consort? So what I'd like to do with you is to share my experience of working with the Journal of Investigative Dermatology on how we have worked together to develop a process that helps the journal to actually check and implement Consort. So the Journal of Investigative Dermatology is the leading scientific dermatology journal. It has an impact factor of 5.25 in 2008. The JID publishes original research on all aspects of cutaneous biology and skin disease, and although the majority of the content deals with basic science, its scope does include clinical research such as clinical trials and epidemiology. I have been fortunate in working for the JID for the last 6 years as section editor with particular responsibilities for clinical trials. Back in 2006, the JID made it clear in the form of an editorial by myself and the editor at the time that it would welcome high quality clinical trial submissions provided that they were registered prospectively and that they adhered to the Consort checklist. So stating such content is all very well, but how does a journal like the JID go about implementing Consort and indeed the compulsory trial registration, and how does it check on compliance to Consort? So this is how we did it. I first met with the managing editor, Elizabeth Blalock. We sat down and devised a system whereby submissions referring to clinical trials are reviewed by the JID office for trial registration details and adherence to Consort, i.e. submission of a Consort checklist, flowchart, and appropriate manuscript headings. Now, if the editorial office is in doubt whether the submission is a therapeutic trial, now this may not always be easy with studies that mainly look at disease mechanisms, the staff then email the article to me to check to decide if it is actually a prospective assignment of a therapeutic procedure to human participants. If we deem it to be a therapeutic trial, then the editorial office contacts the authors for proof of trial registration and adherence to Consort prior to admitting the manuscript for peer review. Only those submissions in compliance with the full Consort and journal requirements are then sent for content and methodological peer review. Otherwise, I send a note to the editor-in-chief recommending immediate rejection, and we've had to do that on several occasions. Looking back, I think the project has been quite successful, with little additional resource implications. The two editorial staff members have had to take some additional work in screening submissions and querying those that they are unsure of, but they have enjoyed the work and they have acquired some new skills in assessing good clinical trial reporting. Most of the work, in other words explaining where in the document key items have been reported, is pushed back to the authors, and this is really important. We ask them to do the work. The authors at that stage are highly motivated to do this as they know that the manuscript will not be processed further until they have met these requirements. And these requirements are clearly placed on the journal's online instructions for authors. Now, it's true that the Journal of Investigative Dermatology doesn't publish many trials, but those that are published are of high quality and impact. So what has it been like for me? Well, at a personal level, the project has been really good fun, and it's meant little additional work to my role as section editor with responsibilities for clinical trials. In fact, it has made my job of checking manuscripts much easier, as when they come to me, I can quickly see where on the manuscript the key Consort items, such as allocation concealment, are meant to be described. Now, it's clear that from some of the submissions, authors have not heard about prospective trial registration, and it's quite amusing that when queried, some authors then try and register the trial retrospectively after the analysis has been carried out, which of course defies the purpose of registration, and in those cases we do not accept the articles. So I hope this model of working with journal editorial staff teams can help other colleagues out there working with journals to improve reporting of trials in an efficient way. I think the key ingredients are, number one, a committed journal editor; number two, editorial staff willing to take on new and challenging roles; and number three, a section editor with an interest in clinical trials to take responsibility for being the arbiter for checks and difficult borderline decisions.